Mike Brennan is with us here. Mike is the editor of MI Tech News. And Mike, how are you doing today?
Doing great. We have Keith on our show, M Squared TechCast, every month, right, Keith?
That's
absolutely.
That's exactly what I was about to brag on. Mike is not only the editor of MI Tech News, which you folks can get for nothing by simply going to mitechnews.com and putting your email address in there, no cost, and he will send you all sorts of headlines, like a couple I'm going to mention in just a moment. But Mike, you are also, along with Matt Rausch, the host of a weekly podcast where people like Keith Schoenberger from Young Basile are on. He's on once a month talking about patent law.
Well, IP too, other things like that. Not mm-hmm. always patents, but certainly intellectual property. Yeah,
right.
We find it a very useful resource because we have so many startups out there that really don't understand that process at all.
Absolutely. And so what, Mike, I'm going to do is I'm going to take from your last podcast, the segment that you did with Keith, I'm going to be putting that as a resource on our homepage as well, so people can hear the kind of conversation that you and Matt have with Keith on a monthly basis, and also maybe find, you know, be able to find out more about that and go back and find that element on your M Squared TechCast on a weekly basis. On Mondays, you're on there from 3 until 4 o'clock, right, on the Podcast Detroit, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, that's live, and then, of course, we're 24/7 available whenever they want to do on demand.
That's right. And it's loaded up, and you can get to that podcast through podcastdetroit.com, and we'll also give you some other links. But Mike, just to give people an idea of the other thing that you do among the many hats that you have, and that's with MI Tech News. You've got headlines from all over the entrepreneurial world, and you've also got it from technology, things going on in Michigan. And Kellogg's has been a big company in our fair state of Michigan, and I see that they're creating a $100 million venture fund to invest in next generation food packaging technology.
Yeah, Tony the Tiger, I guess he's going to get into investments now. We're moving beyond cereal, right? No, but
what's in that box?
There you go. These investments will be in food packaging and other things related to food.
Right.
So, I mean, it's in Kellogg's looking for some great ideas out there to invest in, because as Keith can tell you, the small companies are the innovative ones. Big ones just buy the innovations.
Well, I don't know if I can completely agree with that, but I do agree that small companies do innovate very well.
Right, and there's a lot of that innovation going on right now.
Absolutely.
We mentioned that around the country, but Detroit is certainly... He's got a few clients that would disagree with the size matter. A size does matter. Anyway, another headline I saw there is that U of M Data Science Project hopes to transform transportation. How do they plan to do that?
Well, they're developing these smart traffic systems so that you can have on-demand driverless public buses and data-driven accident avoidance system. And I mean, that's the real big thing about driverless cars in the future, at least that's what they're touting, is that most traffic accidents are human error, and if you eliminate the human driving, they think they're going to eliminate that error, but remains to be seen.
Get the humans out of the cockpit.
Yeah, hopefully my insurance rates will go down.
Oh, I hope so. Well, Mike, instead of talking about any other headlines, just remind folks that you can get those headlines sent along with many others in all sorts of different fields, entrepreneurship, clean energy, mobile technology, you name it. Mike has got all those headlines gathered together for you in a neat package called MI Tech News. So simply go to mitechnews.com and put your email address in there, and you will start receiving that on a regular basis. Or you can go to our homepage, internetadvisor.net, and scroll down the page a bit, look for his smiling face, and you'll see a button there that you can click on as well to make sure that you're getting that into your regular space. Mike, also reminding people that M Squared TechCast is live on Mondays at podcastdetroit.com and then available at that address throughout the week. And I will, as I said, be sure to post some of the conversations that you've had with Keith and on a monthly basis. But lots of interesting stuff there. The digital divas are there, along with great conversation recently with Richard Steenen and Dan Lohrman about cybersecurity and the Brexit, which shocked everybody.
Yeah, that was a big shocker. No one saw that one coming. So, and it's going to have incredible ramifications the way it plays out for U.S. security. It really will. Yeah, it's not good.
I think we'll be getting Richard on the air with us sometime, maybe next weekend, to talk about that. It's taken everybody by surprise. Mike, thanks so much for being with us. And we're going to keep on telling people about the great things happening at MI Tech News, the expansion of resources there, video and everything else. And for you folks, it's absolutely free. It's a great resource to have. Mike, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Foster. You too. I'm going to go back to the pool now.
Splash! Or to the tiki bar, I would imagine.